This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
We talked earlier in the show about Walmart, the largest private employer in the world. Let's now talk about the company that comes in at number three, and I'm guessing it's probably not one you've heard of. It's called G4S. G4S is based in London, and it's the largest private security company in the world, with 620,000 employees in 120 countries. Now, some of them provide security at banks and shopping malls, but a growing segment of the business is hiring and sending ex-military to places where government forces can't or won't go. William Longavisha is the international correspondent for Vanity Fair, who traveled to see G4S at work in South Sudan. And William, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Give me some sense, if you would, about the size and the scale of this industry.
Well, it's very difficult to know because, for instance, in Brazil, the estimates are that half of private security in Brazil is unlicensed, and much of that unlicensed half is armed. So the numbers aren't there. We just don't know. The estimates, very large estimates, are that private security globally account for about $200 billion of revenue in revenue per year now, and it's growing rapidly. G4S is a $12 billion a year business.
I wonder who would have done these jobs in the past. So you spend time with people who are doing demining work. Are these jobs that would have been done by state actors in the past, or just wouldn't have been done, period? In other words, sort of are they filling a void here that's been left by these states?
Well, generally, they would have been done by militaries in the past, although whether a military would ever have wanted to intervene in a place like South Sudan is an open question. So it's the type of job is certainly a military job. These are all military specialists, highly, highly professional technically, and that is a military skill. But going into a place like South Sudan and many of these places where they are, I think militaries in the past have not done it and so probably would not have done it.
I should ask, these guys are being hired to go into South Sudan. Who's paying them to go there?
In this case, it's the UN. It's part of the large UN presence in South Sudan, the so-called peacekeeping effort, or that, what they really call it is they call it capacity building, which is the latest lingo for nation building.
What's the relationship like on the ground between G4S employees and, say, UN peacekeepers or the military in these countries?
Well, I know, and of course, in Iraq, it was a very tough relationship, and the U.S. military largely resented the presence of the private security details, and they belittled them for amateurism. I think in the case of Iraq, a lot of that was justified, the amateurish side. I didn't see any of that in G4S operations today. I saw quite a bit of respect, but the standard tensions about, you know, these people are incompetent or some guy's an idiot, that sort of thing, you always hear that.
This is a company that's also sort of lost control on a number of occasions, that it's indeed grown so big that it's hard to keep a handle on all of these outposts around the world.
There's no doubt that that's a problem for G4S, as it would be for any company of that size. So yes, of course they have problems, and they're an easy target because they are a private force. And this goes against the conventional grain where these are either police or military functions that are, I mean, in an ideal world, would be performed by a public force. But you have to compare that to the riots, the killings, the brutality done by armies and by police forces. So, you know, the critics, I'm not here to defend G4S, to try to look at it honestly. And so the critics of a company like G4S who scream private security, it's unethical, it should be done by public forces, might take a careful look at what public forces have actually done.
William Longavisha is the international correspondent for Vanity Fair. He writes about G4S in his latest article, The Chaos Company. William, thanks very much for taking the time.
Well, thank you.